A few weeks ago, just over the bridge from here at St. Thomas's Hospital, I met Ruben Tanaka. Ruben is just over a year old, so he didn't say very much. But his parents, Eleanor and Atsushi, were able to tell me his story. Ruben was seriously unwell from birth. At just 5 days old, he was vomiting and unable to feed. He had to be admitted to intensive care, obviously an incredibly worrying time for any family. His care team found dangerously high levels of ammonia in his blood, but they couldn't pinpoint a cause. Previously, the next step would have been a liver biopsy, an invasive procedure that carries real risks for a newborn. But thanks to the fact that we are now able to use whole genome sequencing, his care team were able to narrow it down within days. That meant they could give him the right treatment to save his life, and now, thanks to that treatment, he has been able to have a liver transplant, which means, all being well, he has many healthy years ahead of him. There are few better expressions of what the National Health Service means than the smile on Ruben's face. The moments that his parents have been able to share with him and the promise that his life holds. Because in Ruben's story, we see the confluence of all those things we have already heard about today. The life-changing, and in some cases, world-changing innovation that Dame Elizabeth has seen within her incredible career. The deeply personal experiences Ellie shared, to which so many of us, myself included, would be able to add our own. And the testimonies they both shared to the skill, the dedication, and the compassion of our colleagues, past and present, who make it all possible. Testimonies I know will be brought to life by Martin and Michael shortly. Colleagues who, as Elizabeth said, we should always remember, have come from across the globe, starting with the Windrush generation, whose contribution was so vital to building a service that makes us so proud to be British. And colleagues who, whatever the challenge of the day, have risen to it time and time again, in service of their neighbours, their communities, and their country, and never more impressively than the past 3 years. All of this is represented here today, from the notable doctors and scientists buried in the Abbey grounds to the islip chapel behind me dedicated to Florence Nightingale and the nursing profession, to the incredible photography we all saw as we walked in, highlighting the individual experiences our staff have of the health service and what it means to them to be part of it, to the thousands of NHS staff, carers and volunteers from every region of our country and from all kinds of roles who are gathered here today to be part of this service. And of course to their families who support them each and every day and whose own sacrifices we all benefit from. Whatever your faith, whatever your culture, whatever your background, the NHS is a common experience to so many, a cornerstone of our shared national identity. But although we gather in this sacred place, we don't do so to beatify or deify an institution. Neither should we, nor do we, seek to gloss over those instances, past and present, where that institution has fallen short of its ideals and of the promise it represents to individuals who need it, as well as those who work within and alongside it. Nor do we ignore the challenges we have faced, and particularly those we face today. But it is in our continuous and collective pursuit of doing our very best for patients where giant strides have been made for the common good, pushing the boundaries of science and technology, improving the lives and the life chances of countless millions, creating smiles like those of Reuben and his family, and for countless families like them, even during times of pain and of fear. When he visited Park Hospital Davy Hume to launch the new service on this day in 1948, the Minister of Health, Nye Bevan, called it the most civilised step any country had ever taken. But the NHS has only lasted this long because of the millions of steps taken every single day since, by those who choose to drive forward the idea of the NHS and adapt it to meet the changing needs of each new generation, however small, however difficult those steps feel at the time. So we come together today, not to celebrate an idea or an institution, but to thank and to celebrate all those who have breathed life into it, who have made it mean something real to hundreds of millions of people over three quarters of a century, and who today continue to give us hope for the future.